The Bingo Project 8. On the recoverability of the bow signal on high-intensity mapping simulations, by Camila Paiva Noves et al. A new and promising technique for observing the universe and study the dark sector is the intensity mapping of the redshifted 21 cm line of neutral hydrogen, HI. The Bingo Radio Telescope will use the 21 cm line to map the universe in the redshift range 0.127 is less than or equal to Z is less than or equal to 0.449, in a tomographic approach, with the main goal of probing bow. This work presents the forecasts of measuring the transversal bow signal during the Bingo Phase 1 operation. We use two clustering estimators, the two-point angular correlation function, ACF, and the angular power spectrum, APS, and a template-based method to model the ACF and APS estimated from simulations of the Bingo region and extract the bow information. The tomographic approach allows the combination of redshift bins to improve the template fitting performance. We find that each clustering estimator shows different sensitivities to specific redshift ranges, although both of them perform better at higher redshifts. In general, the APS estimator provides slightly better estimates, with smaller uncertainties and larger probability of detection of the bow signal, achieving is greater than or equal to 90% at higher redshifts. We investigate the contribution from instrumental noise and residual foreground signals and find that the former has the greater impact, getting more significant as the redshift increases, in particular the APS estimator. Indeed, including noise in the analysis increases the uncertainty up to a factor of approximately 2.2 at higher redshifts. Foreground residuals, in contrast, do not significantly affect our final uncertainties. In summary, our results show that, even including semi-realistic systematic effects, Bingo has the potential to successfully measure the bow scale in radio frequencies. Abridged, this was the Bingo Project 8, on the recoverability of the bow signal on high-intensity mapping simulations, by Camila Paiva Noves et al.